This is Jenka Soderberg. I am joined on the line now by Allie Rosenbluth, who is in Southern Oregon, lives in Talent, which has been severely impacted by wildfires, and works with Rogue Climate. Allie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on KBOO tonight.
And I wonder if you could start by telling us a little bit about what has happened in Talent over the last several days. We've heard about just massive destruction. How bad is it?
Yeah, so a few days ago, a fire was started near Bear Creek, and that fire quickly spread throughout the Rogue Valley because of really heavy winds that we were experiencing. The fire has gone through parts of North Ashland, most of the city of Talent, pretty much the town Phoenix, and parts of Medford as well. So there are, I think, about 600 houses that have been burned that they know of so far in these communities. And many people have been displaced and cannot get back to their homes in these towns. And it's not safe to enter Talent or Phoenix right now without an escort from the National Guard. There are gas lines that are still on fire and embers from that we just experienced in our communities in the Rogue Valley.
And your organization, Rogue Climate, also lost your office. I understand it burned.
Yeah, the Rogue office, which is a shared space with the Rogue Action Center and many other social and climate justice organizations, grassroots groups, nonprofits, space as a like hub for the organizing that happens in our valley. And that space has been completely burned down, including all of the years of community artwork and, you know, we had tons of front page newspapers of the wins that we've had on the Jordan Cove LNG campaign. But all of our staff are safe. Many volunteers and community members have actually lost their homes and are evicted. So right now at Rogue Climate, we're working with volunteers and community members, working on Meet for Our Whole Valley with other organizations, including the Rogue Action Center, So Equity, Siskiyou Rising Tide, and so many more. We are also, we know that like our office was such a special place to work together for us to plan, to dream, to laugh, to like build this vision that we had for the future, but that still exists. Even because our home is our community and we're still working together and we're still working to build the future that we've always had in mind for the Rogue Valley.
Yeah, that's so devastating. I'm really sorry for the loss of your offices and people who have lost their homes. I just wanted to ask you, you know, as somebody who works for Rogue Climate, if you have been making connections as to the impacts of climate change on the forests and the situations that we are facing now. Could you talk about how climate change is related to the massive wildfires that we're seeing this week?
Yeah, climate change is one of many contributing factors to these terrible fires that we're experiencing across Oregon. Including colonization, our timber practices, how we manage our forests. But we know as our Oregon becomes drier and hotter, that we are more and more susceptible to these large wildfires that we are really decimate communities. I know that, you know, climate change also, so that's like the organic matter that burns and spreads wildfires to be more dry, right? So that and that has actually doubled the number of fires between 1984 and 2015 in the west coast of the U.S. So climate change and these devastating fires are definitely connected. There are many contributing factors, But I think the reality is that there are politicians and politicians who knew that this would likely happen. So what we're seeing is a result of the choice that they made. And we can demand different choices, and we can organize in our community to stop things that take us backwards in climate action, and to build a future that doesn't cause this chaos in our climate, in our communities.
And as far as what people have faced in Talent, I've seen some reports that the hardest hit areas were a couple of mobile home parks that were home to a lot of immigrants. Can you talk about the impact on the immigrant community?
Yeah, this is having a, well, just like climate change, those are most impacted by these issues, right, tend to be immigrant communities, Black, Indigenous, and people of low-income communities and rural folks. And we're seeing that play out right here, right now, in Southern Oregon. You're absolutely correct. Also, that were hit not just in Talent, but in Phoenix as well, are mobile home parks, where a lot of Latinx folks lived, and a lot of low-income folks lived, and they are have now been displaced. But there are some really incredible organizations that are working to support migrant farm workers who have been displaced, including the Northwest Seasonal Workers. And they're actually asking right now for donations. And you can mail, they prefer mail their office in Bedford. So you can mail donations to support the estimated 500 farm workers and migrant workers who have been displaced at 203 North Oakdale in Medford. So if folks feel like they can contribute right now, that would make a really big impact.
And are there mutual aid groups that are helping to coordinate the relief effort in Medford and Ashland around the area?
Yeah, so local organizers, our staff, and many, many others are working together to get supplies to the places where displacing, and that is working out really well. We were even, I mean, the fires are still burning. There are fires burning in Shady Cove and Butte Falls right now as we speak. But even as these fires are burning, our communities have come together to support each other, and it's been a really incredible to be a part of how fast our community has mobilized to get people the things that they need right now during this tragic event. And if folks in Portland are interested in helping, there's going to be a drop-off location at the Oregon Sierra Club office, which is 1821 Southeast Yankee Street, where they are accepting donations that that folks are going to drive down to Southern Oregon. Right now we're really in need of N95 masks because the air quality is really terrible and a lot of toxins in the air because of all of the infrastructure that burned down. Also in lots of need of like camping supplies because so many people have lost their homes and are on the streets right now. So if folks can bring by those sorts of things, that would be awesome. We do not need any clothing at the moment, so please do not bring clothing. But if you're in Portland and you want to donate supplies, go head over to the Sierra office and you can figure that out. There's also some online places to donate. So I mentioned Northwest Seasonal Workers, which is a really important place to be. But there are about 150 GoFundMes that have launched since the fires have started of families who have lost their homes or their businesses or so much. And so you can find that link, bit.ly/Almeda, EBA resources, all lowercase. And so folks can find that link there. There's a long list of all the different GoFundMes where folks from Southern Oregon are asking people to send money.
Can you repeat that link? It's bit.ly, and what was the rest?
Almeda, so that started in Ashland, so ALMED resources, ResourceS.
Almeda resources. So we'll put that link also on the KBOO website with this news story. And so if people want to donate, they can find those links. And that Sierra Club is 1821 Southeast Ankeny, just south of Burnside. And when is that caravan going down to Southern Oregon? When should people donate by?
I think on the 21st, I could be wrong there. So they're going to try. It's unknown at this moment, but if folks could get things there in the next couple of days, that would be great. And Road Climate can post more information about it on our social media account. If folks have any questions supporting from Portland's Unit page, and we should be able to post something there soon. One other thing is that there in our mutual aid groups, we are working on a centralized place to donate as well. So shortly we will have a link and hopefully a Venmo, Cash App, and PayPal account where people can directly send money that will go straight to community members impacted by this and the folks and to support the work to support people who have been displaced.
And you mentioned that more than 600 people have lost their homes. Was anyone killed in the fires?
It's hard right now because we are, again, like still really in the middle of this crisis. I know for sure that one person who was in North Ashland when the fire started was found dead. So there is at least one. There could likely be more, but we will continue to learn about that as the fires are put out and we can, really see the damage that has been done in our communities.
Has there been any information as to how the fire in Talent and Phoenix got started?
Yeah, the fire started in Ashland, in North Ashland, and it went Route 99. Through Talent Phoenix in North Medford. And there's been other fires that have popped up across the Rogue Valley as well. I don't think that they are quite sure how it started, but again, with climate change, experiencing these like hot, dry summers, it is incredibly easy for folks to make a mistake or for something to ignite and for that those flames to just take off. And so I think as we see the climate change, that we are going to experience more and more, and we have to remember that, like, this was a choice that politicians and fossil fuel corporations made when they decided year after year after year after being asked to not take the action that we need to see for climate, and that in the long run, we need to demand that they not only take action to reduce climate pollution and reduce the risk to our communities, but also to fund our communities to be able to be resilient when these crises do happen, because we are locked into a fair amount of climate pollution and we are going to continue to experience this for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. And I just really want to thank you so much for speaking with us from there in the Rogue Valley, where the wildfire is. You said the one is mostly died down, but there are several others that are still going.
Yeah, that is correct.
Wow. And again, I've been speaking with Allie Rosenbluth. She is with Rogue Climate, a grassroots organization that lost their office to the wildfire earlier this week in Talent, Oregon. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.